Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good evening, depending on where you are. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. This is Bir Kantore, and I'll be with you for the next hour talking about all kinds of fun stuff and answer your questions. First of all, I want to say thank you again for all the love you've been pouring my way since my newest episode aired on Swedish TV last Monday. And also after the rerun on Sunday evening. You guys rock, really. I mean, if you don't believe me, go to my Facebook page and read the comments. It's amazing. And I do read pretty much every single comment, every single post. I just cannot respond to every single person, but I do send love as I read your comments, as I read your emails. So they are heard, and we also try to get back to you as much as possible, both Rachel, Aryan, and me, when you have questions. So thank you for all the love again. And this week, I have picked a topic that's near and dear to my heart, intuition. Especially what it means to be a natural medium or naturally gifted. You know, these are the terms a lot of people hear over the years. For too long, intuition had been seen as an elusive gift bestowed onto a select few by God, and the rest expected the gifted ones to use their gifts to bless them with their gifts. Get it? Time to bring some clarity here, because it saddens me to see so many people living their lives without consciously using their God-given intuition and live five sensory lives as opposed to a sixth sensory one. Now, before I go deeper into this week's topic, what I want to do, I want to give you the house rules, and in case you are a first-timer, I want to tell you where our chat room is, because I always take questions from the chat room as well, and they always have fun in the chat room. There are a lot of fellow intuitives, mediums, healers, a lot of my students and practitioners in the chat room, so you can also ask your questions to them, and they will give you intuitive answers themselves. So there's a lot of chatting and readings going on in the chat room, but how do you find it? You need to log on to Blog Talk Radio, and you can just do that using your Facebook account details or Twitter account details. They're all connected. And then you need to refresh the page. You are listening to the show, and scroll down. You'll be able to see the chat room. If you want to call in, the call-in number is, I think, also on the page, but I'll repeat it just in case, 424-220-1836. And if you do want to call using your Skype, you're going to need to log in to the site and then refresh the page. There should be a little blue Skype button for you to click on, and then you can call for free. And if you're calling from an international number, you'll need to dial the international code first, then a code for US, then 424-220-1836. A lot of European countries have these special numbers that you can dial first, you can Google them, and then you can just call very cost-effectively. Here's a tip from someone who lived in Europe. And hello to everyone in the chat room. And this week, what I'm going to ask from you guys exclusively when you are calling, please call me if you have not received a reading from me already on the show, because I want to give everybody a chance and I want to take as many new calls as possible and as many new questions as possible. So if you have called and got a reading from me before, let's give somebody else a chance to get a reading. And in the chat room, I will also have a look at your questions. And in the chat room, if you're asking a question, please do share your first name. That's how I tune into your question or the people you're talking about. That helps. Now, where were we? We were at the living a five-sensory life as opposed to a six-sensory life, where you have more data and information coming your way thanks to your intuition. And you do use your intuition. You just don't realize it most of the time. A lot of little decisions you make during the day are intuitively guided. Taking a certain item with you, even though it doesn't make sense at a time, only to need it later or even have someone near you need it. Calling people when they need it, you're called the most. Or avoiding a street, even though it's the logical one to take, only to find out there was an accident that day and the road was closed. We make so many micro decisions based on intuition and don't even realize it. So we all have intuition, but what's the deal with these naturally gifted people? Intuition definitely has a unique vocabulary. That's one of the reasons why some people feel like they just can't learn how to be intuitive. They just look at others who are learning how to be intuitive and they're like, I can't, I'm not getting answers. Well, you are getting answers, but we each have a unique intuitive vocabulary, meaning there are certain images, words, and even memories your intuition will use to communicate certain information to you. And it's important to recognize and learn the vocabulary of your intuition, which is part of what I teach in my intuition and mediumship classes. There are various ways when it comes to learning how to speak that unique language, how to learn that vocabulary. Yet still, the question remains. Can you learn intuition or should you be born with it? What about those who are born with it? I mean, seriously, some people, you know, the psychic kids or teens who sees all kinds of energy, spirits, auras, they don't seem to need much learning. So if some people are born with such a loud intuition and you were not, can you still learn it and be as intuitive as those people? First of all, I would say even the naturals would need to learn how to work with their intuition. Maybe even more so than someone whose intuition is still dormant or suppressed, because they would need to learn, since they are living with such a strong sense without the ability to control or understand, and it can be quite disabling. Ask any natural. Ask me. I had my fair share of challenges until I realized not everybody was seeing and receiving information the way I did. Then I had to learn how to blend in with others, with my differences. Considering I lived and processed information in a quite a different way than others. So, and often people noticed. Often I couldn't keep my mouth shut. Then I had to learn, of course, how to control the abundance of information I was receiving, because it could get pretty disabling. I would walk into a room or sit down to dinner with a group of people and be, you know, on top of how they look, what they were saying, the music and everything. Then there was their energy. Then there was their emotions. Then there were their thoughts. Then there were their desires. Then there were their past, future, present. Then there were their departed loved ones. So can you imagine me having dinner with 10 people? That was just too much, and I couldn't. So I had to really learn how to control my intuition. So being natural doesn't end the subject and doesn't give you a full range of intuition that you get to enjoy without any repercussions. There are, if you can't use it well, it can be quite overwhelming. And also, you know, I was quite open in certain senses. Like, I was quite psychic, but I denied my mediumship until very late in life because I didn't want to, you know, most of my experiences with spirit was kind of scary. So I said, you know what, I don't want to have anything to do with dead people. And I didn't see the point in it, and I didn't up until I saw someone give this very healing mediumship reading, which changed my life. But up until that point, I suppressed it, and I just shut that aspect of my intuition down. So I had to learn how, and I had to deal with fears. I had to deal with, I can't do this, which is why I believe I can relate to my students, even those who are not considering themselves naturals. Let me first explain what a natural intuitive is, whether he or she is a natural psychic or medium. A natural would be an individual who is born with a heightened and loud intuition and continue to experience their intuition until the moment they decide to shut down, forced to shut down, or just stay open. Those who are born with a heightened sense of intuition mostly got this ability because it will be helpful for their particular life purpose, like some amazing singers having a beautiful voice even when they, in their early childhood. Yet, if you were a natural early on but shut yourselves down and forget about it, what about then? I mean, up until the age 2, 3, children are highly intuitive either way, but naturals keep that high level of intuition throughout their entire life. Like I said, until they decide to close down or be forced to shut it down. It's your brain. Intuition is a function of your brain. So yeah, if you want it, you can make it stop. Should you? No. Would you want to give up your ability to hear because sometimes things get really loud and certain noises are really unpleasant? No. So why this particular sentence is forced to shut down? Why this one is an elective? Why this one you can decide? It is as natural as your other five senses. Try to remember your childhood for a minute. Let's go back. Let's remember our early childhood, starting from our early childhood. Let's remember our early teens. Let's just remember for a moment. Do you recall seeing, or have you ever seen a spirit, lights, shadows that others didn't see? Have you felt someone in the room, and even though the others couldn't? And you couldn't even see the person, but you just knew there was someone in the room with you. Can you remember anything like this? Just seeing an outline of a person or full-on an actual person, even though that person is not supposed to be there or you are the only one seeing it. And maybe you even shared it, but people didn't believe what you were saying and you stopped sharing it and you stop looking. Jessica Johnson in the chat room says, yes, many, many times. That would be a sign of natural mediumship. And Angel Room says, yes, this is very familiar to me. And she recognized what I'm talking about. Monica says, yes, with capital letters. She's been through all this. And it might be just that one separated instance, or it might be multiple, and I have more yeses coming. For example, Jessica says, I was born with it, but was taught that it was dangerous and evil. It was difficult, and I shut down. Well, can you blame Jessica? No, we can't. Growing up with those ideas, seeing those movies, I mean, it's only understandable. One goes, oh, you know what? I don't want to have anything to do with it, especially if spirits are doing those stuff I see on TV. Yet, if you have experienced a lot or one of these instances, that is a sign of natural mediumship, even if it did not repeat later. Because people who are not inherently mediums have a natural connection to the other side. Don't see spirits standing in rooms, even in the outline or translucent form. Even a lot of great mediums who were trained to be mediums later in life, and give great readings, they don't get that clarity. Why? Because they were trained in a certain way and they're just following their training, but naturals, they're born with it. Now, Rachel says, the funny thing, Rachel is sitting in the same room with me, and then I'm reading what she's saying in the chat room. Her mom told her that it was black magic, and she got very scared. Good God. Like I said, I mean, as a kid, if somebody says, stop it, you know, you're lying, or stop it, that's evil, or stop it, you're imagining. You say, okay, you know, being a kid and all, you trust the adults. And you say, well, okay, I'll stop, or I'm wrong. You know, if the adults are telling me that's my imagination, it must be my imagination. And then eventually, 40 years down the line, you forget you actually were very psychic once, or quite a medium once, or had an instant. V-Lean says, people think I'm crazy. Well, join the club. People still think I'm crazy. I'm sure there are still people out there who, you know, looks at me and goes, oh, that poor schmuck. Unbelievable. He believes in that stuff. He must be crazy. Do I care? Not really. Going back, let's continue remembering our childhood, and I'll keep remembering. Haha. I'll keep having a look at the chat room and read your experiences too. And then in 15, 20 minutes, I'll be also taking calls and questions. So you might want to call in and appear on my switchboard already. It's not first called first served. It is, I'm just going to go ahead and pick whoever my intuition guides me to. But this week, I want to read first time callers so they get a chance to. So let's continue remembering. Did you know things before they happen? You know, did you predict them just by knowing or seeing it happen or feeling something is going to happen and had a sense of what kind of thing that was and it happens? Who knows, maybe you dreamt something and then it came true. Or maybe you were finding all the objects your parents and your friends lost. Can you remember any instances that you just knew where their keys were or sunglasses? Maybe you just knew where people were at any given time. When you thought of them, you just knew where they were or what was happening in their lives at that moment. Maybe you would go to school and instead of listening to the teacher, you would feel the emotional stress and pain of the friend or your classmate who is sitting next to you because you were so open, so intuitive, and their emotions were as obvious to you as their hairstyle. Maybe another thing, you knew what they were thinking before they said it, what they were going to say. Again, if you answered yes to any of these, this would be a sign of natural intuition. And I'm also having a look at the chat room to see if any other experiences are being shared. But again, there's a conversation going on, so I'll continue talking, but I'll keep an eye on the chat room because I care about your experience and I want to hear also how it was for you to be a natural, or if you don't feel you're a natural, I'm curious if you can learn. And Angel Room says yes to all. So another natural in the room. You know, I keep saying natural, but I know the term natural can be confusing since intuition is a natural sense we all have. So you can call them sensitives, as they were called in the past. Term gifted had been used, but it also had been abused. So there's a lot of additional meanings attached to the term gifted. But let's not get stuck in semantics. You know what I'm talking about. I already explained what I mean with the natural. So what if you actually had a fairly five-sensory life throughout your entire life without any of these instances or anything similar, for as far as you can remember? But you would love to learn how to use your intuition every day in your everyday life, or maybe even professionally. So, did you lose the genetic lottery? Is it too late? Should you just give up and call me instead? Well, call me anyway, but no, you all have intuition. We are all psychic. Yet, their volumes are at different levels right now, even though it is still broadcasting. The volume of your intuition might be really low or even on mute. So we just need to unmute it and increase the volume to a level you can easily hear your intuition, but you should be able to adjust the volume of your intuition at any given time. Mine is always on. It's just I turn it up when I'm about to do readings or when I'm about to meditate or do a healing session or teach a class and I need to channel. And you can learn, there are several ways to learn how to unmute your intuition, how to increase the volume of your intuition. You know what? That would make a good book name, Unmute Your Intuition. Let me write that down. And there are already great books written on topics like how to, you know, be psychic and how to work with your intuition. One of my favorites, in fact, I think that's my favorite one, Psychic Intelligence by Terry and Linda Jameson. It's a very practical, easy-to-read book with a lot of exercises, and you just go, okay. It's quite simple. You know, they just explain it as, you know the saying, if you can't explain something in a simple way, that means you didn't understand it to begin with. And obviously they know what they're talking about because they are explaining it in such a beautiful way that we all can understand. And it is on my recommended book list for my students. Speaking of students, if you want more exercises or a workshop experience, I do have a 10-hour-long DVD workshop. If you can't stand watching me and listening to me for 10 hours, but I heard it is fun. I personally can't stand my own voice for, you know, more than an hour at a time. And in fact, when I'm on tour like a month and a half and I teach every weekend, I would go home and just don't speak for a while. I'm like, no, you know what? I don't want to hear myself. That was just too much. The DVD is called Intuition Intensive. And you can take it at home with your friends or alone. You can create your own classroom and have fun. If you do decide to do the DVD set, the workshop alone, you will need to call your friends every now and then to practice some of the exercises. So give them a heads up and say, I might need to call you and give you a reading or five. I'm doing this home study course, so I need practice buddies. And I read it in the chat room, that DVD is amazing. So here it is. There it is. Review. Now, these days, there are more classes available than ever on the topic of psychic development, mediumship, and different forms of working with intuition, medical intuition, that would be an example. More than ever, I've never seen that many classes being advertised, and that makes me so happy. And I've been teaching at a very busy pace myself for the last few years. And now I'm slowing down a bit, just not stopping, just slowing down so I can finish my books. Yes, books. Since I was on the road so much, they don't... Well, they're still on my computer, but one of them is hopefully finishing these days and it's going to be sent to the publisher, and then I'll tell you more about it. But there is more coming, and I'm already working on them, which is why I need to slow down with my trips. And this year, I just have a few classes here and there, meaning here and there in Europe and in Los Angeles, and later this year in Phoenix. They'll be all announced, so you might want to subscribe to the newsletter and join me on Facebook, because even if we don't send regular newsletters, everything is always announced on askangels.com and on Facebook, my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/beercontour. And I do have, like I said, I'm not teaching as often anymore. Just in 2014, my guidance is to write more, but I have a few classes coming up. In fact, I'll be flying to Europe very, very soon. I need to start packing. I'm just thinking the state of my clothes right now. I need to do a lot of dry cleaning, packing. Oh, God. Okay. I digress. I'm coming to Sweden. First, I'm going to teach, speaking of mediumship, I'm going to teach this class called Heaven 101 on March 29 in Stockholm. That's like mediumship light. You know, you are interested in the topics of spirits, angels, spirit guides. You want to learn how to communicate with them, what is what, but you're not sure if you want to go really deep into that topic and learn how to be one yourself. Come on, just join me for the Heaven 101. They'll talk about those topics. I'll teach you some techniques to connect with, recognize your guides, your angels, and what is a haunting, what is a ghost. It's going to be a fun day. And then if you feel like, you know what, I do want something more. I do want to go deeper. In fact, I want to become a medium, or I want to be a professional medium. Then join me in May, because I'll return in May to Europe, to Gothenburg, specifically in Sweden. And I'm going to teach a 3-day-long mediumship practitioner certification for those who would like to go deeper and train as a medium. And you don't need any other classes. You don't have to take any other classes before joining my 3-day-long mediumship training. And I have people asking very often if I can tune in and see if they have the gift and take the class, because they really want to, or they've been always attracted to the subject. The answer is already within the question. Your desire to learn and your curiosity is your soul's way of guiding you home, guiding you to what you need in your life right now. And I'm merely helping you remember what you already have within you. So, because even though everybody has intuition, not everybody is meant to be trained as a psychic or medium. They don't have the desire. They are not interested. They listen to their gut feelings. They do share their gut feelings or insights with others when they come up, but they just don't have that drive to learn more about those feelings and that source of information. So if you have the desire, that's your cue. That's your sign to go for it. Wherever you are, I'm sure you can find local classes. And if you want to travel and take a class in a different city or even in a different country, I've done that several times when I was training. Ask the angels to help you get there. And don't just ask for a babysitter. Don't just ask for the funds. Ask for every aspect of that trip. Ask their help with every aspect of that trip, taking that class, so you can be there. And I have seen, I just saw a question. Elizabeth is asking, which hotels in Gothenburg, which hotels? Only one, Radisson. We'll be at Radisson unless, as far as I know, we're going to be there. So the website should be updated soon enough. And we're going to announce them soon enough, but probably I'll be back in the same hotel. That's what I know so far. What was I saying? You see, that's what happens when I look at chat room. I lose my train of thought. My train of thought is like those speedy modern trains that go near speed of sound. So once they are gone, I just have to wait for them to come back. And I often say, okay, when I lose a thought, it's like I also use the analogy of the baggage claim. If you miss your baggage the first time, it will come around. You can pick it up the next time. So I just take my time waiting, whistling, da-da-da-da. Okay, now I remember I was talking about classes, and I was talking about how you don't need to take any other class to join mine. Because over the years, I've seen people come through the door without any experience of getting any kind of intuitive or mediumship reading in their entire lives, and then leave with mind-blowingly accurate readings, the experience of giving those readings and receiving those readings. And once you see what you can do, the rest is improving it with practice. We are also unique, which is why we might need to learn different ways of working with our intuition, different ways of how to give angel readings or psychic readings before we find what works for us the best. And sometimes it's a combination of many different modalities you will learn. Each experience adds on to the other one. That's how I look at it. More the merrier, as long as you are guided to be there. But if you are taking classes as a delay tactic, please don't. Just save your time, save your money. If what you're looking for is just another certificate on your wall, don't. You know, there are wallpapers. There are such beautiful colors that you can paint your walls with. You don't need dozens of certificates. Sometimes ego will use that as a delay tactic and say, you need to learn more. Take one more class and then you can start your journey as a light worker. Sometimes you just need to start, and working with people is going to be the best education. So I want you to just tune in and see why you want to join a certain class, including mine. Do you want to learn and add to what you know, or do you want to just delay you starting your journey as a medium or as a healer? Because I'm also teaching an Atlantean healing practitioner class, and just thinking about it makes me happy. Yay! It's been a while. I haven't taught one myself, and Rachel was traveling all around and teaching them, and she'll continue to teach them this year too. But finally, I'm going to get to teach an Atlantean healing class. Yay! Sometimes I forget. I might be right in your ear. You might be listening to this through earphones, and here I go. Yay! So sorry about that. So I was talking about how we have different ways of working with intuition. That's why we need different classes sometimes and combine. And then yet I see people going, this is the right way of doing mediumship, or this is the right way and the only way of giving psychic readings. Oh, really? I mean, really? Just because that's what you learn, just because that what works for you, that doesn't make it work for every single person on the planet. You need to be more flexible. So you see, I'm so that's one of my triggers when I hear that the right way, I go nuts. So save yourselves the trouble and don't tell me what is the right way of doing working with intuition, which is why in my classes sometimes people get overwhelmed, like, oh my God, there are so many methods. How am I going to memorize all this? You will not. You're going to work with the ones that work for you. That's why I'm going to give you different ways of working with intuition. Then there's the whole discrimination between clairvoyance and clairsentience, like which clair is better and which one is more, I don't know, more than the other. Like, oh, I'm clairvoyant. I'm a natural clairvoyant. I can see stuff. Good for you. Because, you know, seeing things without, let's say, the rest of the information is like playing charades and not the fun kind. You know, I don't know if you play that in wherever you are, but trying to guess a movie while someone is describing you or drawing images, giving you clues, two words, first one, house, home. So it turns into a guessing game. If you're just a clairvoyant, and yeah, I just said that, just a clairvoyant, because being a clairvoyant alone, it's confusing. You know how I know that? Because I am a natural born clairvoyant. So I always had this vision of things that I didn't know what I was looking at as a kid. It was very confusing. I didn't know. And eventually I had an idea what I was seeing, but still I would go, okay, is this from their past? Is this the future or what I'm seeing? Maybe it's a symbol. You can see, you can hear how confusing it can get if you don't know what you're looking at. So a balanced intuition where you can combine different aspects of intuition like seeing, feeling, knowing, hearing, going to be much more helpful than just seeing pretty colors. That's fun, but not helpful, I'm telling you, people. And actually, if I had to pick a favorite, I would pick claircognizance, meaning clear knowing, when you just know something, because you can know how something looks like, you can know how something feels like, you can know how something sounds like. Did I repeat myself? Probably, but you get what I mean. Clear knowing rocks. The moment I got my clear cognizance, I was like, yay, finally, everything makes sense. And I don't need to just stare at pictures and pretty colors. Now, I'm going to start taking your questions. You can also ask questions about your intuition and your experiences with your intuition that maybe confused you. You didn't know what was happening. You're still thinking, oh, I had this experience. I wonder what it meant. Write it down. I'll tune into that memory and tell you what it meant using my intuition. And also, if you are wondering if you should be on the path of mediumship or you should be more working with people and the present moment and past, present, future and do the psychic work, if you have any questions or you're just wondering how your kitty is, write your question down. I'll answer it and I'll start picking your calls too. Jenny is asking, Birkan, how do you separate intuition with daydreaming? I'm very much a daydreamer and I have hard time separating between fantasy and intuition. Now, imagination is quite connected to intuition. Sometimes you just need to imagine what's going to happen, and what happens, your intuition kicks in. It's all right brain. Your intuition kicks in and starts filling in the blanks with information you did not have, and it happens. But the best clue, daydreaming, you're going to daydream that situation. You're going to have fantasies about that particular subject. And every time you daydream, something will be different. Maybe the whole scenario is going to change. But intuition, that does not change. When you get an intuitive vision, it only changes when people who are involved in that vision takes a certain free will-based action and change the future. Other than that, every time you look, you'll see the same thing. You'll feel the same thing. You'll get the knowingness of the same answer, regardless of your emotion. Fantasies, they change. When your ego is feeding you information to, you know, scare you away from doing stuff, it will change every time. Intuition, it's consistent. You'll always get the same answer. Of course, eventually the subject situation will change and then the answer will change. Now, I'm looking down. That was a really good question, by the way. Thank you. we have Apollo sharing, I can just feel truth. I can't explain it well, so it's never like a daydream. Yeah, you can just know it in your gut. You know this is not you fantasizing or daydreaming. About 6 months ago, I was going to a meeting in a location I've never been to before. During my drive there, I saw the room. What the curtains, we know how the colors of the... Okay, she was able to see the room before entering, before being there, and it was totally accurate. There you go, that's your clairvoyance. I'm telling you, intuition works every single day, every single moment. It's on. You just need to listen to it and recognize it. Now my angels are tapping me on the shoulder and saying, it's time to take a call. Hard to pick one. I'm between two numbers. So I'm going to start with area code 714. Well, that was a last minute decision. I was going to pick someone else. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to
How
Intuitive
are
Answers.
You?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. And, oh my goodness. I was kind of hoping somebody else would go first because I don't know what to even ask you. this is the
your
first time
is?
I've listened to you.
Okay, and your name is? And your name is?
Liana.
Liana.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, now, you called me today, and I'm just tuning into you, and I feel like a part of you, you are so attracted to this whole topic of intuition, but I think you prefer to stay at sidelines and watch other people work with intuition and read about it, watch it on TV, and it's fascinating to you, but you keep watching it from the outside with your occasional insights like, oh wait, look, I knew that was going to happen, or you know, you get really good gut feelings, you share it with people, it happens, but you're still there, you're still experimenting with it. Would that be you, Liana?
Yes.
Now I feel like it's time for you to be more involved with intuition, with your intuition, and actually start exploring how much more you can experience as an intuitive, how much more you can do for others, even just friends, family, loved ones. I'm not talking about just going pro, but I feel like it's time for you to take spiritual classes, work with your intuition, and also listen to your guardian angels. Because they are speaking to you. And whenever I see a certain number of angels and archangels around people, that's my sign that they should also explore the realm of angels in a spiritual manner. I'm not talking about, you know, go read the Bible or Torah, or just I would recommend learning also about angels because they want to help you with some life changes, some financial issues, and even some household-related issues. You're praying, asking for help, visualizing, doing affirmations. It's very important that you actually see and hear and receive the answers you get in return because prayer is a dialogue. You pray and then we get an answer and then we take action while they work on the other side behind the scenes in the spiritual realms. And I do see you being visited by spirit loved ones and you get a distinct sense of who it is or, well, you get it, then you doubt it. But you see you are very intuitive. It's just 2014 is for you, it's the year of jumping right into the topic of spirituality, intuition, angels, and you'll be amazed how comfortable and at home you will feel with these topics. And then just worry about how to share this with others later, because a part of you right now, I hear it in your mind, is going, oh my God, I mean, what would people say? That's not your problem right now. Later. You'll worry about that later. Okay?
okay. I do have a book on angels, all the different angels, archangels, and I look at it from time to time.
You know, have you read Healing with the Angels?
No.
Okay, Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. It is my all-time favorite book on angels. It's not a thick book, but it's full of information and it's amazing. You're going to learn about angels. You're going to learn what you can do with the angels and not only about them, but how to integrate them into your everyday life. So I would highly recommend that book if you haven't read it yet. So, and Psychic Intelligence is a good book when it comes to learning how to work with your intuitive faculties. And then you're going to need to take the plunge and practice, even if it's just writing things down when you get a little hunch. Just write it down, even if you don't dare take an action based on your intuition. Start building evidence, because as they come to pass and happen, and you'll see that you were accurate, that you had it, you had the right idea, you'll be trusting your intuition more in the future. And I have a feeling you can also ask the angels to bring you even more, a bigger number of spiritual friends, like-minded friends who would understand and appreciate your curiosity and your passion towards spirituality. And thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Now, let's see what's happening in the chat room before I take another caller. I love this part of the show. Okay, how can I increase my intuition? Anna is asking. Anna, practice, 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 practice. Remember what I just told Anna? I said, write it down. When you get an intuitive feeling, a hunch, anything, no matter how minor, how small, write it down and build these hunches, these predictions, and then watch it happen. Watch it happen. Now, two things will happen as you do this exercise. One, you'll get to say that you are intuitive and hunches you get are valuable. And two, you will be listening to your intuition. You'll be more familiar with how your intuition sounds like, feels like, looks like, and it will help you separate your intuition from your thoughts, from your fantasies, from your fears and worries. And of course, taking classes and practicing, because reading helps a lot. But I believe I'm a practical person that one point, in order to truly understand something, I need to just give it a go. And say Apollo in the chat room is recommending you increase intuition through meditation, which is a wonderful tip, because you need silence in order to hear the answers. If you are always busy, always talking, always chanting, whatever, if you do not have the space to receive answers, hear answers, naturally, you won't hear them. Yet, let me tell you, one of your intuitive faculties, clairsentience, your gut feeling, that's the most strong and resilient intuitive sense I've ever encountered. No trauma, no religious dogma can shut down your gut feeling. It's always there. People just give it different names, but it's always there, and it's always giving us a, you know, instant warning or instant peace or instant joy, depending on what we are hearing, what we are experiencing at a time. Now, I'm going to take my next caller. Angels, help me. Okay, area code 661, you are on the air. Welcome to Intuitive Answers. How can I help you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
You are on the air. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I got over the technical issues. I tried to reach you for a long time, and I've been with you as a listener for a year.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
My name is Daniel. My name is Daniel. I am an intuitive. So I thought that maybe I shouldn't ask stuff, but then I came up with something that I wanted to ask, and my sister died quite recently, and we didn't know each other and stuff like that. And there's something I want to ask, and I kind of helped her to get in touch with her family, and I don't know what happened, and it was always kind of hard to get in touch with her. And I'm wondering one thing. I'm wondering if she got her contact with her father, and what she thought about that, and was she dissatisfied or anything, or
okay,
was she like very.
Okay, let me make sure I understand your question. Who is this person again, and what is her first name?
Her first name is Anna-Lena.
Okay. And who was this person to you? I could not hear that.
It was my sister. So we share the same mother, but we don't share a father.
Okay. And your question is, so you're not in contact with her, and you are wondering if she could find her father?
Yeah, if she had the time to get in touch with her father and her family the way she wanted to, or if she was not happy with it, or if she was happy with it.
Okay, and the reason why you can't ask this to her, I'm just curious. I will answer your question anyway, but I'm curious.
She died a couple of weeks ago.
I am so sorry for your loss, Fede. I'm really sorry for your loss. That would explain why she is not around, because I'm looking, because the whole time I'm thinking you're talking about a person who is with us. So I'm looking in your energy, I'm looking around, I'm like, who is this person? Where is she? Then you gave me the first name, that's how I tune in, especially to living when I give readings. I'm like, where is she? Where is she? She's not around. And then I had okay, now let me go through what I'm getting. First of all, when she was alive, there was a lot of disappointments. There was a lot of depression, and she had a thick skin, and she wouldn't always, you know, share it out loud. She wouldn't always say it. And sometimes she would, you know, play tough, but she did not have it easy. But on the other side, I feel like she is in a healing temple where she's really taken care of, and she's still healing. I have a sense that she got to see some family members when she first crossed over, but right now she's receiving healing. And with our time, I would say a month to 3 months, you might not sense her or you might not hear from her. A month to 3 months period, she will be still in the healing temple in heaven, and then she will move on and meet with the other soul, other spirits. But right now she is not around. I don't, you know, see her, but when I ask my angels, where is she? I'm getting this person is receiving healing right now in the temples. And I do see her in the temple, and she looks very pleased, very happy, very peaceful, and finally, like, letting out a deep breath. So she needs this right now, but
yeah,
she is going to meet. Yes. Yeah. Tell me.
I saw that before, and the day before she died, I dreamt that she and me were flying out into space. And I'm having lots of dreams about me being on other planets and stuff like that.
I think, do you also work with mediumship?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have
been for about a year.
Okay, keep working at it, because a part of you is just not satisfied with the level of mediumship you're experiencing, because you feel like you can do more, but when you are practicing or experiencing, it's like, this is good, but I can do more, because you can. You already know you have much more in you as a medium than what you're experiencing today. You are just, there are too many, I see too many restrictions around you. But when you go to bed, you actually help spirits cross over. You actually go to heaven and visit people. You actually travel a lot. So that was you helping her cross over, because it wasn't an easy crossing for her to heaven. It was, and some people might wonder, is it an easy crossing? Yes, there are peaceful transitions to the other side. But you helped her crossover, and I have a feeling you can help even more spirits crossover. But around your mediumship, there are a lot of self, you learn these restrictions from other people, and now you're trying to be a medium in a certain cookie cutter way that people told you that you should. But we need to free you, liberate you from those limiting teachings, and help you discover who you are as an intuitive and medium. Because I think you can help a lot of people if you put your mind to it. And I say this year, around spring, summer, it's going to be very transformative for you spiritually. And you will discover a lot about yourself. You are entering a very healing and life-changing year. I wouldn't start huge business endeavors. I wouldn't start huge adventures. I would start anything that has something to do with learning, education, healing, and it's going to be also romantically, it's going to be a good year. Tell me.
I just started doing music and stuff like that. Yeah, music. Perfect. And I met a group of musicians. So I'm struggling a lot with that. And I like it. It's lovely and I need people.
You need people, and I think more you bring new things into your life that gives you joy, less sadness, they'll be there, because you also hold on to a lot of sadness, and you don't always like your sister. You don't always show it because you're so compassionate. You don't want to bother anyone with your problems, and you just want to help. But it needs to be balanced, my friend. You know, real friends, they will not be bothered when you talk to them about how you feel. And sometimes just talking about it will make it go away. So, Daniel, thank you for your patience, and thank you for waiting a year. I'm glad we could talk, and maybe one day I'll get to see you in a classroom. I have a feeling I'll get to meet you in person one day. So, here's one more prediction. We will get to meet in person.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for answering.
My pleasure.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
I always say I love my students, I love my clients, and it also transfers to here. I love my callers because I always set the intention. I know I am meant to work with a certain group of people, so I'm very clear with my intention. I pray for people who are positive, loving, open-minded, who are ready and willing to heal and learn, whom I can help. And guess what I get? Exactly the people I just described. That's power of intention, people. When you set your intention and send it out there and focus on that and that alone, you'll get it. And that's how I get amazing people. Now, I'm going to also take some questions from the chat room. So if you have questions, write it down. If you already wrote it down, copy paste it. That's a very practical method of asking questions. If I miss it the first time, I might see it the seventh time. Just copy paste it until I see it. Because the chat room I see keeps moving, and after that, I'll take another call. Now, what is going on? What's going on in the chat room is, again, there is a lot of chatting and having fun and talking about intuition, sharing experiences. That's why I also want you to join the chat room, not only asking questions, but at the same time, meet like-minded people, make friends. You don't always get to meet people. You can talk about angels and intuition. Where are we going to be in Gothenburg? We are always in Radisson Blue near the Central Station, I think that's going to be the case this year too. We just needed the final confirmation. I don't know if we got it, because our Amsterdam office is doing all that, so we need to check with Ariane, but I always keep it, my classes, very central. They're always in the center of the city, near the Central Station, and easily accessible. So if it's not that hotel, it's going to be somewhere around there. Sana is asking, hi, Birkan, I have a question. If you can see how I'm evolving with my spiritual work, thank you very much, from Sweden. You might not like my answer, because I'm going to say slow. Sana, you can go faster. It is safe for you to go faster. It is safe for you to be more confident in your spirituality and spiritual practice. It is safe for you to take on more. You are ready. So I feel like you have more, you have a lot with you, and you still believe you're not there. You are there, and you need to get faster. How can we be slow? How can we slow down our thoughts and actions in our lives, even though the world seems to go at a super speed at the time? I know the feeling way too well. I live in Los Angeles. I mean, things do go here at super speed, literally. You should see people driving. So when you go to a busier part of the town, where I'm living, it's like a village. It's quite peaceful in good old Beverly Hills. But at the moment you live this little village, you see let's say, downtown LA, and you go, oh my God, everything's happening too fast. I need more time. I'm going to be late. I'm getting old. You start switching to that thinking. You know what helped me? Mindfulness. Study mindfulness. Google it. There are so many articles, online books, free resources, exercises on YouTube. Mindfulness is going to help you snap out of the suggested speed and switch to the pace that you need to go with. And sometimes you need to be faster, but it should be your pace, not you switching to other people's. And I'm looking back at the chat room. So, and this year, I know we mostly announced the venues quite ahead of the time, but this year we couldn't, so sorry about that wait. But like I said, if you have taken classes with me before, it's more than likely it's going to be the same venue. If you haven't, you just heard, it's going to be downtown. And in a few days, we should be able to send out emails after the show. I'll send an email to our Amsterdam office and check out what's happening back in Europe. And if everything is sorted, then they'll send a mailing to all the students who registered. And if you have not, run, don't walk, register now while you still can, because they sell out and I wouldn't want you to miss it. So your intuition will tell you when you need to go. And sometimes your ego will tell you, oh, why don't you wait another week so you can't miss it? Ha ha. Because it's something new, and new can be scary. Now, I see that I have 3 minutes left, so sorry, callers, I love you. I'll take your questions next week, but I won't be taking any more calls because I have 3 minutes left. I won't be able to finish the call, but I can take more questions from the chat room. So shoot, and I'm going to give quick answers. That way I'll get to answer hopefully as many people as possible. Is there an Atlantean healing course number 2? Yes, there's a master class of Atlantean healing, which will be also taught this year by me or by Rachel. But yes, there's an advanced level and it is mind-blowing. If you think Atlantean is impressive, come to the master class. I'm in a relationship since 6 months back, but it is now starting to doubt if I'm really ready. I feel that I need to focus on myself, heal myself, but I really love him. Can you help me? Now, I'm just going to tune in to your nickname, assuming your name is Emily. But like I said, when you ask questions, it really helps when you give me your first name. But I do feel like this relationship already had been very healing for you, and it is a healing relationship, but it is okay. And I feel like your intuition, your feelings are valid. I want to check if there are fears, but no, you do need to do healing work. But I don't think you have to break up with the guy, you know, to do self-healing. You can take more time to focus on yourself. I can sense you're 100% in kind of person. So I know when you're in a relationship, you're all in, but you are all in. In the sense, you are all, your attention is completely focused on your partner. So just take more time for yourself and also take better care of yourself and focus on your own emotions. And sometimes when you need time and space, just tell him. And if he wants to, you know, be in your life, he should respect that. Now I'm going to take another question. Oh my God. Okay, Jessica, I'm so sorry for your loss. Sometimes as we grow and our spirituality advance, we lose friends, we lose sometimes even family, but they also sometimes come around. They just need to understand and see that we are the same person they love, just happier, and we just have more to offer. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but in your case, just send a lot of love. And I know the feeling, so it comes with the territory of growing and healing. Now, I have 30 seconds left, so I won't be able to take any more questions, but I am not going to be back next Wednesday. We don't have a show on the 12th of March, but I will be back on the radio on the 19th of March. So next week, we don't have a show, but you can catch up with the archives. I have a lot of shows from last 2 years. And then I'll be back on Blog Talk Radio with a new episode with more readings on the 19th of March, 10 a.m. Pacific. We'll be meeting right here and also in the chat room. Thank you all so much for joining. Goodbye.